I think that everybody knows that the majority of the population in the continent is youth. And we consider that this is a potential for Africa, for the development of Africa. So we are focusing on youth because we need youth to play its role in Africa's development. So this is of topical importance for development of the continent.
Could you comment a little bit on some of the land-related issues or challenges that youth on the continent face?
Okay, you know that in our continent, we have systems which allocate land to communities. And the community is managing the land through the elders. So when you are a young person, you have no choice than waiting your turn to really have access and have control of the land. So this is a rather challenging situation for the youth when we want them to come to agriculture, to be productive, to be investors, even large-scale investors, if they don't have access to land by their own, meaning they can't go to a bank and get a loan and invest. So that's a major concern. We have been discussing this, including with traditional leaders. I think we have promising recommendations on that.
There is also the question on whether or not young people are interested in agriculture.
Currently, the youth is not interested in agriculture. They are rather fleeing rural areas. But let's understand, if you have a context where agriculture is done through very rudimentary tools, where you have no infrastructure, no electricity, it's not an attractive investment for anybody, including the youth. So we just need to make a better environment for agriculture, and we'll get the youth there. I think we have been dreaming the Africa we want, but not only dreaming, but also finding concrete ways toward the Africa we want. For example, we had a new group in this conference, the traditional leaders. They were so excited to be here. That's the first time they are brought in this this kind of forum on land, while they are the major stakeholders in managing the land in our countries. So they are very excited. The academia is very excited. We had a civil society platform, very excited. And I think that there is a real sense of ownership of what happened here, and also that this is a forum which is much needed in the continent.